Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Hello!
Welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network. And this here is a mini-sode.
Yay! If this is your first time listening, we are sorry. So if you're unfamiliar with us, how a mini-sode works is in our interim weeks from where in a full episode we would pick a full topic and bring stories and believer skeptic portion and all the fun stuff. In our mini-sode, we share one story a piece to tease the upcoming paranormal topic to see if you can kind of guess. It's kind of a game. This is going to be impossible. Yeah. Do you know why? Because we don't even know what the real topic's going to be yet.
Yeah, but I guess we can give away what it's going to be. The subtopic, I guess. It's Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is our next holiday. So that's going to be related to that.
I don't know if I'm just speaking for myself or not, but our Valentine's episodes are some of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, so it should be fun, whatever topic that we choose under that topic.
Agreed. So it's definitely Valentine's. So we're going to give you some Valentine's minisodes, but I don't know how accurate there will be to the real specificity of the topic because, again, we have some ideas that we're discussing, but we don't know what we're going with yet.
Oh, and by the way, kind of sidetrack, if we sound a little weird for this minisode, we are, again, recording remotely because Chris got COVID. So I am quarantining at home. I'm completely symptom-free, totally okay. I'm on day 5, and I already tested negative again, so I'm good to go.
It's so interesting because you sound like your voice almost kind of sounds sickly a little bit. Nah. But he's like, no, I'm just tired. Yeah. But and it's a little miracle because we were locked up together podcasting for hours last week. And miraculously, all my tests were negative, but we want to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I have to give an apology now because I'm recording from a clubhouse and the sound in here is ass. I can hear it.
Fancy.
I know, right? It's the shittiest clubhouse ever. I should show you. It's so shitty. I'm going to try to do my best to clean this up, but if not, and also our minisodes are unedited, so you're going to get to hear all this as well.
Yeah. So, anyways, on to our stories.
Yeah, let's do it. Who wants to go first?
I think I went first last time, so you go ahead.
Okay, I will go first. All right. So I'm going to be playing a little game with Chris. Uh-oh. So this will be fun, and y'all can actually guess as well. So I found this on a Scambusters site.
Scambusters, that sounds legit. Yeah.
I know, right? They're like, this stuff is bullshit. I need to use this for all my debunks. So in the article, this starts off with, it's a time of love and lore. Or rather, love and Valentine's Day urban legends. Now, this is something I didn't know. It says, did you know that experts still disagree about the origins of the holiday? And I'm trying to remember, we talked about the whole history of Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, we have before. I don't know which year. It's been many.
right? But I guess whenever we did that, was it all kind of, this is supposedly what happened, but it's none of it's actually proven?
Yeah, because I don't know if it was that St. Valentine wasn't a real person, or I can't even remember. It's been too long.
You're absolutely right, because if Valentine existed, he's like really old, like in the 500s or something when Chris was a baby.
Oh, bitch, I was going to call you out.
I knew it. I was like, I got to beat you to it. But either way, instead of focusing on Valentine, because we've already done that himself, we will focus on some fun Valentine's Day kind of urban legends. And these aren't necessarily so much paranormal as they are silly and kind of weird coincidences, but they're fun.
Coinkydinks,
yeah. So, and we have a fun episode on coincidences. So I guess that could be paranormal if it's beyond coincidence. But in celebration of Valentine's Day, I have a little fun game called Can You Guess Which of These Three Urban Legends Are True? So I'm going to read three different little stories, and you get to tell me which of them is true.
Okay.
All right. So number one, in this urban legend, a self-proclaimed, it's because it says he's French. And anytime I read anything about French, I want to do the accent. So I was like, self-proclaimed French playboy. Daniel Anseneur spent weeks talking with a woman on the internet. Okay. As often happens, after corresponding for some time, they began to fall for each other. Daniel and his online love arranged a romantic rendezvous at a remote beach.
Catfishing.
And he went on to... you'll see. As Daniel said, I walked out on that dark beach thinking I was going to meet or at least hook up with the girl of my dreams. Mm-hmm. And there she was, wearing white shorts and a pink tank top, just like she'd said she would. So everything seems to be, you know, up to code so far. But when I got close, he said, she turned around and we both got the shock of our lives. And as it turns out, the woman was his mother. So she was single, he was single, they met, and there you go.
And they were not ready to mingle.
and they're still together. Oh my God. So what do you think? True or false?
I could think that could be true.
Okay, so I agreed with you. This one actually said it's false, and let me tell you why. Because it said the Weekly World News, a tabloid that has fun in inventing fictional stories, created the original. But Yahoo and dozens of other news groups and blogs picked it up as real news. It went so far that it was even featured on a Tonight Show monologue. But so it was fake. However, in all the hundreds of years that dating has been around, something like this has had to have happened at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can't share my pictures because of work or business or whatever, and then turn around and it's, you know.
Yep. And that's why I would say maybe she's not showing her real face because she's probably a lot older, you know, of course, because it's his mom, than she said she was. I don't know. All right. So number two. In 1993, a family in Maine found themselves sitting center stage while they watched a moose enthusiastically woo a plastic hunting deer in their front yard. The poor moose noisily and quite physically wooed the plastic deer, which was a bow hunting target, and made love to the plastic deer until her head fell off. Upon seeing the object of his desire without her head, the 700-pound moose gave a disgruntled snort, gave up, and trotted off into the woods.
Oh my God, that is ridiculous.
Yep, so what do you think? True or false?
I think it is creative as fuck, but I think it's false.
And that story is true.
Oh, shit.
The wire service went on to report, fall is the rutting season for moose in northern New England, and lonely bulls are occasionally known to attempt courtship with dairy cows and inanimate objects.
That is insane.
Right, so not only is this true, but this is not a one-off situation.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yay. All right. I love it. And funnily enough, I actually think I've heard that story before because I was reading it and I was like, ugh. So number three, in this particular urban legend, a woman and her boyfriend, upon seeing Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner, adapted the Bryan Adams theme song. Remember that song?
Everything you do, I do it for you.
That's it, as their wedding song. Later that night, while out to dinner, the boyfriend proposed. Oh, and their new song played on the jukebox. So then months later, while waiting for his bride to arrive at the church, the boyfriend, as a surprise, that's right, so I read this wrong, requested their song from the organist. Instead of the standard wedding march, he asked for the theme from Robin Hood. So he asked for that song. The organist was incredulous and asked the groom if he was sure, to which he enthusiastically replied, yes. And as the bride entered the church and prepared to speak her vows, the organist began playing the Robin Hood theme song. However, having never actually seen that movie or heard the original song, he played the theme song from the late 60s television show that went, Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen.
Oh, you're kidding.
At their wedding.
Oh my God. And I thought you were going to say it was going to be the Robin Hood whistling song from Disney, the Disney Robin Hood.
Oh, well, that would have been kind of cute, huh?
Yeah. But even worse. Oh, that's hilarious.
Even worse. Riding through the glen. So for that one, true or false?
It's hilarious, but I think it's false.
So the verdict for this one is actually unknown. And it said you have to decide this for yourself because it is a story that circulated, but they have yet to been able to prove whether that is true or false. But we'll just hope for the sake of fun that is true and that every time that couple like plays their wedding tape for someone, they get to hear Robin Hood, riding through the glen.
That is one of the best stories, if it's true.
I hope so. And that is my Valentine's minisode story.
Awesome. That's hilarious.
Oh, hi. If you're looking for another spooky and funny podcast to add to your rotation, check out Anything Bones, now part of the Podmoth Network.
Hey, Boneheads. I'm Sophie Schwartz.
And I'm Caitlin Hart.
And we are the hosts of Anything Bones, the podcast where we talk about bones and bone-related topics.
Soph, what are bone-related topics?
Thank you for asking, Caitlin. This can be anything from mausoleums to murderers, famous skeletons to cadaver dogs.
Bone churches, mummies, serial killers. You'll hear about them all.
And sometimes we have guests stop by and tell us their favorite bony tales.
Check out Anything Bones on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever your little heart desires.
We release new episodes every Saturday.
Bone Voyage!
So, I haven't used your ghost stories in a very long time. So, here you have a story sort of about Valentine's Day that was posted on Valentine's Day a few years back. The writer says, "Among my group of friends, I am only the single one. Many of them are married, engaged, or dating. So my closest and dearest friends decided that it would be their jobs to, quote, help me find a boyfriend of marriage material. This ghost story happened when my friend Mary decided it would be nice to set me up with a date for Valentine's Day. Mary's fiancé wasn't too happy about the setup. The guy Raj had recently broke up with his girlfriend, and also he had his fascination with the paranormal, and Boris, Mary's fiancé, thought it wouldn't be a good idea to set me up with him. Anyway, since both Raj and I would be busy on Valentine's Day, we decided to go on a dinner date on Saturday. As we got talking, we got to know about each other he told me about his broken relationship, and one of the things that his former girlfriend didn't like about him was that he was interested in the paranormal. It wasn't like he was obsessed, but she didn't like it, and among other things, she dumped him because of it." Yeah, that was doomed to fail either way.
Yeah.
"At this point, I became interested, and I told him that I too was interested in the paranormal, and I don't know what got me going, but I told him about the stories that I have told everyone here on this, on your ghost stories. He became interested, and we kind of hit it off. After dinner, we went to watch a movie, and then out of the blue, Raj asked if I wanted to go see the Hockey Hall of Fame here in Toronto. I was like, yeah, sure."
The Hockey Hall of Fame.
It is Canada. It is Canada.
Okay, you're right. I was like, that is so romantic. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie. Here's a puck.
You're terrible. Well, it is a Canadian thing, so I guess it would
be. True.
Yeah. Anyways, I was like, yeah, sure. I hadn't been there in so long, and with its history, we wanted to see if we could catch a sight of Dorothy. The story of the Hockey Hall of Fame is that the HHF came to the location. It was then the Bank of Montreal for about 100 years. The story goes that Dorothea May Elliott shot and killed herself at the age of 19 years old on the second floor bathroom of the bank using the bank's revolver.
Oh, God.
There have been many rumors about why she killed herself, with one of them being that she was having an affair with the bank manager. We went into the Hockey Hall of Fame, and we were given a tour of the place. Then we left alone to take a look around. The chills started for both of us as we came closer to the stairs, leading to the second floor. At the foot of the stairs, the atmosphere was thick. You know, the feeling one would get when you knew something was going to happen. That's how it felt. The air was so thick. Raj felt the atmosphere change and a chilling, breezing. I, on the other hand, caught sight of something. I'm not going to say that I saw Dorothy because I'm not sure. I saw a flash of long black hair and a light-colored dress.
Ooh.
I wanted to put it off as knowing the history of the building and knowing what happened to Dorothy, and that forced my imagination into overdrive, but gut feeling says that isn't true. I saw something, but I'm not sure what it was. But the feeling was mutual about the air Raj and I were breathing. It was thick and heavy, like it happens before a heavy rainstorm. Raj finally said that we had to leave because he couldn't stand it in there. Being the curiosity killed the cat type, I wanted to investigate and validate myself that I actually saw what I saw and that it wasn't my imagination or that of building operators. But Raj wasn't taking any of it and wanted to get a move on it. So we left, but I'll definitely be back to investigate, either by myself or with friends. History has always interested me, and this building has been one of them, and thanks to Raj, I have become interested in it again. As for Raj, we decided to be just friends because I don't think the man is ready for a relationship. If anyone comes to Toronto to visit, I would suggest visiting the Hockey Hall of Fame. I love how she called him out in her post.
Okay, so I thought that she was going to end that with, because she called him out, I thought she was going to say, if anyone's visiting in the Toronto area and wants to go on a date, yeah, like, go out with me. Wow. Okay, so and it's so weird that she called him out, but on the other hand, I admit that I was going to ask, like, are they still together? So she, like, at least knew the people like me, like that like chisme,
yeah,
that she answered our questions.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Hockey Hall of Fame.
Hockey Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame and puberty.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's it. I think I was going to say if you have any guesses, but hey, how about this? Give us some guesses on what just magically you might think it'll be. And if you happen to be right, maybe we'll like give y'all some kind of gift or something.
Absolutely. That'd be really cool.
That would be really cool. All right, everyone. Well, that will do it then. We hope you have a lovely week. We will see you next time for our actual official Valentine's Day episode. Tune in. They're always fun.
Yeah.
And if you're new to us, go check out, if you like dirty stuff, our Valentine's Day episodes. That is where we get really dirty.
Yeah.
So check those out and have a happy week and
bye.
Bye.